is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
News time now. Shelly's here with that.
Yep, and coming up in the news, the log scene actually happened. I'll tell you what I'm talking about there. And misattribution of arousal makes the news today as well. I'll explain that news brought to you by Huffman and Huffman. Just because you have a badass bike doesn't mean someone can run you off the road. If that happened to you, call Huffman and Huffman. So, apparently, Alec Baldwin is going to be in Virginia today to canvass for Democratic state candidates.
And this is going to result in a fist fight.
This according to the Richmond Times, who says he will not be in Hampton Roads. Baldwin is on the board of People for the American Way, so he's heading out to visit three campaign locations and take part in activities including door knocking for candidates and greeting volunteers. That according to the press release on this, his visit comes as Virginia prepares for pivotal state legislative elections that could flip the General Assembly to Democratic control, solidifying a major political shift in this once deep red state. The state races are also seen as a warm-up for the 2020 elections and a gauge of the voters' views of the Trump administration. That according to a press release from the People for the American Way. So yeah, not in Hampton Roads, but he is going to be in Chesterfield County to support Amanda Pohl, a candidate for Virginia Senate. Fredericksburg for Joshua Cole, a candidate for the Virginia House. And Qasim Rashid, a candidate for the Virginia State Senate District 28. Also be in Fairfax County today as well. So busy day for Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
The Next Up Victory Fund has endorsed 40 candidates in Virginia.
They're only going to send him to places where it's close, and he has a chance of tipping the deal one way or the other.
Sure.
They're not going to waste their time and send him into a deep red, district.
Right.
I'd love to see a fist fight. It could happen too. He's like that. Look out, loose cannon on front door. Bang, bang, bang.
I don't know. I'd be kind of stoked.
Bang, 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 by the way, is knocking on the door, not shooting anyone.
Right,
thank you.
Of course. Kind of stoked if it was like a celebrity suddenly knocking on my door. I don't care what political candidate you're knocking for.
But then they're going to ask, have you talked to these people at your door? They ask you directly who you're voting for.
Yeah.
What's the likelihood you're going to vote for my candidate? I would lie just to get in good with Alec Baldwin.
Right.
I would lie my ass off.
Yes. And,
she's fantastic.
Whoever
my
you
God.
Said. She's yeah, saying, would, Christina? No, Amanda?
Would she
yeah,
consider being a surrogate mother? Because, I mean, that's how much I love this woman, whoever she is.
Right, yes. Yeah, it's Alec Baldwin. It's Miley Cyrus. It's whoever they get to. Because I remember Miley did it for a while,
I just want a picture.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I still love Glengarry Glen Ross. I don't know if I like the guy's politics, but he's a terrific actor, and he's fantastic on Saturday Night Live.
Right.
And I love things that are great.
So elsewhere, the USS Abraham Lincoln's deployment has been extended for an unspecified amount of time. The announcement comes, as reported by the Virginian Pilot, as the aircraft carrier that was supposed to take its place is still stuck here undergoing repairs. The Lincoln and its strike group deployed back in April from here. They were supposed to be back home in time for Thanksgiving, maybe even Halloween. Mm-hmm. The replacement was supposed to be USS Harry S. Truman, but Pilot Online says the Truman hasn't been able to deploy because of some electrical problems. And even though the other ships in Truman's strike group deployed in November without their carrier, the Truman itself remains stuck until they fully get it working. So the Lincoln will end its deployment in its new home port of San Diego. So it's not coming back here, but a video posted to the ship's Facebook page over the weekend announced that the carrier's deployment's being extended. At this point, they're still working to get a firm schedule for when they'll be able to go home. Other ships in the Lincoln's strike group include the guided missile cruiser USS Lady Gulf, the destroyers USS Bainbridge, USS Mason, and USS Nietzsche. In other news this morning, she climbed the Statue of Liberty and has no legs. Her name is Mandy Horvath. She lost both of her legs above the knee after she was hit by a coal train in Steel City, Nebraska. She's now 26. She raises money and awareness for worthy causes by taking on challenges that able-bodied people would hardly be able to do. She explained,
"My name is Mandy Horvath. I'm a 26-year-old college student from Missouri that calls Colorado Springs home. And all that's pretty normal except for the fact that I don't have legs. I do this kind of stuff to raise awareness for charities that have helped me out a lot in my life and to just kind of inspire people because anything is really possible. You just got to put your mind to it.
Yeah, and by this kind of stuff,
yeah.
To call attention to Cars for Heroes, Colorado, she climbed the stairs to the top of the Statue of Liberty. She used the stairs with her hands all the way to the top.
Oh, so she doesn't have prosthetics?
No.
So she's kind of crawling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Essentially, yeah.
I got to go out to New York recently, and they let me climb the stairwell using my hands because that's my thing, and I just felt incredibly blessed to be there. It was approximately 270 steps. It was definitely a little toasty in there with the morning sun coming up and hitting this gorgeous monument, but I wouldn't trade that for the world. After I got done climbing, I just had an overwhelming sense of gratitude for the National Park Service allowing me this opportunity to kind of raise awareness for Cars for Heroes Colorado. Not only that, but just be a source of inspiration for not only the women in our country, but for everybody that might be going through a little bit of a darker time.
You know, she explained that she raised money. No word on how much she raised with this feat, but she did bring awareness for sure. This story is all over the news. So.
Yeah, wow, good for her.
Yeah. Meanwhile, there's a girl named Chloe Newman. She's 18. She was born with just one leg, her left one to be specific. So when she discovered Barbie Fashionista number 121, a Mattel doll with a prosthetic limb, she finally felt seen, she said. She then set out to have hundreds of these dolls donated to Shriners Hospitals for Children to give them a boost to other kids who were missing legs.
I think that they would feel better about themselves, maybe, or at least that's what I'm hoping, that they would see, oh, that's really cool, they're making a Barbie like me. Why should I be ashamed of myself if there's now toys like me?
Yeah, she said, I felt like I finally found a doll representing that segment of the population. Last week, Chloe and her mom, Cindy, delivered more than 400 of the dolls to the Shriners Hospital in Springfield, Massachusetts, where she has been fitted with prosthetics since she was a toddler. Not including the 200 dolls Mattel eventually sent, the pair collected more than 430 prosthetic-legged Barbies, donated them all. They're making a Barbie like me. Why should I be ashamed of myself if there's toys like me, Chloe said, as you heard there.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in other news today, there's a burger joint near Seattle. It's called Bob's Burgers. It got robbed at gunpoint the other day. Police say they even robbed all the customers. People are talking about it because it's Bob's Burgers, like the awesome TV show. Except this place is actually Bob's Burgers and Teriyaki. There were about 8 people in the restaurant at the time of the robbery. The robber stole money, jewelry, other items from the customers. No one was seriously injured. A person walking up to get food noticed that there were people tied up and called 911, so that's terrifying. The suspects eventually fled in one of the customers' cars. Police are still looking for them. But this does bring us to Burger King, who is now selling a ghost Whopper at some stores this Halloween.
What's that?
Well, back in 2015, you might remember Burger King made the Halloween Whopper. It had a black bun. It wound up turning people's poop green.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Last year, they made a black cherry Fanta slushy that also turned people's poop black, blue, and green.
Uh-huh.
This year, their new Halloween sandwich is the Ghost Whopper. It's a big gimmick that it comes with white cheddar cheese flavored buns on it. So, like, the buns are white like a ghost.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, no,
I bet that's good.
Word on if it's going to turn your poop any colors, but whatever color it is, it'll affect fewer people than last year because BK is only selling the Ghost Whopper at 10 different stores.
Oh, okay. So they're simply doing this as a gimmick
to
get into the news.
Is.
They're not serious about selling these things.
Yeah. They did release an ad for it, though, to taste test the new burger. They asked a psychic named Riz Mirza to do taste tests, supposedly channeling other people's spirits to see what other spirits think of this burger.
Would you be comfortable channeling spirits to taste test the Ghost Whopper? The situation does not have to be perfect by your standards. It shall be perfect by the universe's standards.
We are feeling the energy of this, which is unusual and powerful.
What is this here?
A hamburger.
It is filth!
I wouldn't have eaten it.
Wow.
So there you go.
Wow. yeah, I'm a psychic. I can do anything for money.
Yeah, right.
That's
yeah.
What
oh,
I do. It's
yeah.
What
this
I do.
Is filth right here. Yeah.
Dribble.
By the way, we don't have any of the Burger Kings around here that's going to be selling it. But I did try the Impossible Whopper the other day.
You did?
Yeah.
Was it still hot? It was hot and fresh and ready to go?
It was essentially the same. Like, okay. I wouldn't have known the difference.
So,
really.
if you're a vegan, mm-hmm. does that satisfy then that need for like a hamburger? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, cause especially you were a vegan.
Yeah.
So you really get this more than most.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it still felt like I was eating a cheeseburger,
okay.
you know? So,
well, then that's what you're going for,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, sure. I don't know if the cheeseburger, if a craving of a cheeseburger mm-hmm. comes from the feeling, you know, like the mouth feel and stuff
yeah.
of it, or if it comes from like the actual nutritional need of some of the stuff like that's in meat.
I need the fat and
yeah,
I need a little bit of this
like
and that.
Whatever's
yeah,
in there. Yeah, yeah. The nutrients and stuff. I don't know.
Your
I don't know.
Your body's own
way.
Natural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they say cravings like are because of your body needing things.
Sometimes
you know?
It seems, yeah. Sometimes
yeah.
it seems that way. Although alcohol's not like that.
True.
Your body doesn't need that, but man, I could use a drink right now.
Yep. I heard that.
Yeah.
But the mouth feel is definitely still there. So yeah. Yeah. It could satisfy
okay.
that. Yeah.
Well, we had the Beyond Burger in here that one day. And, mm-hmm. and by the time I got to it, frankly, it was cold. But it still was like a burger.
Sure.
You know, and I thought, well, I could eat these. These are great.
Yeah.
You know, am I going to go out of my way to eat them? No. But, I mean, if they're available or whatever, yeah, sure. Why not?
Well, they played the commercial during football, and I was like,
oh, okay.
We should get that.
That's
a
cool
idea. The
commercials
worked and made me want it, so I was
yeah.
like, we should
God,
we
I haven't had a Whopper
that.
In a long time. I might grab one tonight.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also in the news, back in the news, according to an intimacy coach named Leah Holmgren,
okay.
if you watch a horror movie, it will increase your chances of having sex. She
yeah.
says there's a study where some women watched men walk across a rickety bridge and some men walk across a sturdier bridge. And the women were far more attracted to the dudes who took the more dangerous walk.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something called a misattribution of arousal, where we connect fear and sex.
Sure.
I wonder if it's kind of like that crashing with cars.
Very much. You mean like that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, and which is based on a real life phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When we're watching horror movies, we have a state of fear and anxiety. It makes us have stronger feelings of sexual attraction, apparently.
Sure. And people that have had real life shared trauma experiences are also
sure.
more attractive to one another. Roller coasters, thrill seeking things. It's the same thing.
Yep.
And you share this dangerous moment or what's perceived to be a dangerous moment, and then you have this bond with the person that you shared it with.
Mm-hmm.
So you're more likely to get in there, says a guy that may have capitalized on this more than once.
I want to go ride the roller coaster. Let's do it.
Yeah. Great date.
Well, this was straight out of a horror movie. Finally, this in the news. Did you see the Final Destination moment? A driver was behind a truck carrying logs, and it actually happened. This happened in Georgia. The driver made it out alive
oh, wow.
after his car was impaled by logs from the front windshield all the way to the back window. The driver only suffered minor injuries. He is the one who hit the back of the truck, knocking all the logs loose. The driver was leaning down to get something when he dropped when he ran into the log truck. Firefighters had to cut through 30 to 40 logs with chainsaws before they could even start to cut the car open and rescue the guy, according
wow.
to CNN. The driver wasn't in the upright position in his seat, though. So since he was bent over, the logs
okay.
didn't hit him or anything. His head ended up in a gap between the logs. So
oh, my.
It was kind of crazy. It's like the opposite of Final Destination in this case.
Yeah.
It was as if it was almost... There was almost a hole created for his head, they said.
Damn.
CNN called multiple police departments in the area. It's unclear if or what charges the driver may face.
Woo! Yeah, you know, I'll take the speeding ticket before I'll drive behind one of these trucks.
Yeah, seriously.
I just don't do it.
That's what we all say after seeing that movie. Nope,
dude,
not doing it.
No, nah, whether it's the Fred Sanford looking... A truck filled with what appears to be rubbish or, you know, I'm hauling away your junk or whatever that load is. I'm not driving behind them. There's
yeah.
not a chance. I'll drive 85 miles an hour to get in front
just,
of them.
Yep.
Yep. If you catch me in that moment, I'll take the hit.
Heard that.
I am not going to be behind this thing when it all goes bad. The one day.
Yep. Yep. Everything goes
no good can come of that. No good. Somebody has to be behind them. It could be somebody else.
Yeah.
I'm not even worried about the logs. I don't want the big tires to kick up the rocks. I don't mm-hmm. want to be behind. You know, it's like there's a million reasons.
I'm definitely yeah. worried about the logs, but
yeah.
also everything else, too. So.
Yeah. So you got that. Or the pipes that hold the logs in.
Oh, my
How
God.
How about that?
Yes.
Pipe.
Even ladders on a truck sometimes freak me out, you know?
Like, seen it. Seen the mattress go flying. You ever see somebody hit those things? Man, you can get off the ground.
Man.
Dude, that's not cool.
No. No, I don't want to do that. don't want to do that. Well, luckily, this guy survived and was okay. Around here today, we've got a good chance of some showers moving in later on this afternoon. Cloudy skies otherwise, highs in the low 70s. Showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm as we go into the night and overnight hours. It'll clear up by morning, they say, tomorrow. Sunny tomorrow, a high of 68. Right now, we're at 60 degrees, and I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.